From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. News reports from Turkey say at least 20 people have been wounded after two explosions near a major football stadium in Istanbul. Reuters news agency quotes Turkey's interior minister as saying that one explosion appeared to have come from a car bomb targeting a bus full of Special Forces police. Witnesses said police were deployed and had cordoned off the stadium where Beşiktaş and Bursaspor had been playing a match on Saturday. The match had ended 2 hours before the attack, and the police officers were the apparent targets. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially in the besieged city of Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they also spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian regime to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law, of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
U.S. and Russian military experts and diplomats are meeting in Geneva to try to work out the details of the rebels' exit from eastern Aleppo. Meanwhile, the Syrian army was visible on the streets of Aleppo Saturday as the Syrian regime, backed by Russia, continued to drive opposition forces from their strongholds. Russia said some 50,000 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo in the past 2 days. This is VOA News.